High937.com. Jeez. Bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, it's right. Shout out Lou McClain on my live getting cussed out. Getting cussed out. All right. All right. It's all right, though. It's all love. All right. So, Drake, he announced the lineup for the 9th annual OVO Fest. It's a whole weekend. So, it's July 29th through August 2nd up in his town. All right. So, Drake's performing August 5th, but on the 4th. You ready for this throwback concert? Okay. So, it's Bobby V.
What?
B2K.
What?
Chingy. Ying
right
Yang.
There?
Right. Literally.
Whoa, where they find him?
Right over there. I don't know where he been. Ying Yang Twins. They still got bees, you think?
Hey, how you doing, mama? Let me
exactly. Lloyd, Mario, and Pretty Ricky. So it's kind of like the Millennium Tour, but with some other people. I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty dope. I get the vibe he's going for. He's only like 31, so like that was his time. He was coming up as a teenager. Like, so he was like looking at that music the same way like I was, you know?
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so speaking of some oldie but goodies, Eve, she says she's dropping a new song today.
What?
And it's called Reload, and it's featuring Conscience.
What?
Conscience, the rapper?
Yeah, the who?
The reggae artist.
The reggae artist,
yes,
Conscience.
Yes, I'm so confused. I'm like, sis, like, I want the paw print on the breast, Eve. I don't want the, my man is Maximilian, he a billionaire, Eve. I don't want all of this, you know what I'm saying? We live in London, Eve. I want the Philly.
Who's that girl, Eve?
You know what I'm saying? The love is blind. Give me the throwback. So, I don't know. We're going to see, but I'm going to listen to the song. All right, Spinderella of Salt and Pepper is suing Salt and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
She said that this started in 1999 when they dropped their best of album. So it's a lot of things she's suing them for. She says she was promised 1/3 of the royalties for the record, which was $125,000, but she never got it. They also excluded her from a VH1 show based on their rise to stardom. Mm-hmm. She was promised 1/3 of that and got way less. Mm-hmm. She also said she got paid $0 for their appearance at the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. Mm. So this year she found out that Salt and Pepper had been paid more than $600,000 in royalties over the last decade, but she got, you guessed it, $0. On top of all of that, if that's not enough for you to be like, girl, sue they ass, she's also suing for trademark infringement because they continue to use her name to promote performances, which is fraud and breach of contract.
How would Britney say this? Get thine coin, sis.
Get thine coin, sis.
I don't know, babe.
This is so
she didn't write none of the records.
That's all right. We had an agreement.
Feel me?
We had an agreement.
A little scotch bonnet pepper. This is real spicy.
I need to see the agreement.
I wasn't ready for this. I was not ready for this. What are they doing over there? All right. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Let me sing his theme song. I gotta always sing his theme song. You ready? That's his theme song. Because he's still singing. So anyway, he hired a new lawyer to his team. So he added Spyro Spiro. Okay, so this guy has worked with Jay-Z. Jay-Z had a whole like lawsuit and trademark infringement situation. So he wanted to bring diversity to the panel. So he hired this Alex Spiro person to do that. And Alex also worked with Robert Kraft in his prostitution case and actually got the video thrown out as evidence. Tekashi is hyping him. But my thing with 6ix9ine is all this stitching you're doing, you see another lawyer, like what is going on? Like you've been singing, like, there must not be no more information left to get.
You need to do is hire some viable lawyer. Producers for all that singing.
He's handling the sopranos, the altos, the tenors, the bass, okay?
You are the choir, bro.
He is the choir. So yes. I don't know, I just like what else can, you must have literally told all your information if you still need another lawyer, like that's crazy. So lastly, Kanye West. He's creating a Star Wars-inspired low-income housing unit in Cali.
Mm.
So he's creating housing units that resemble what Luke Skywalker's childhood home was in A New Hope. I have never seen any of these things, so this means this is just words. But somebody knows. So he made a clearing in the woods. It's in the woods. They took out some trees in California, which I feel like is not safe because there's a fire every other day.
Uh-huh.
So right now they look like the shape of wooden spaceships. Okay. And he's also, if you're curious, he's also in the process of creating shoes out of algae that will biodegrade. I'm gonna just say this.
Bruh.
Jesus needs some Jesus, like in real life. I don't know what's going on. Because he's doing good things, but it's just in the weirdest way possible.
Diggs, how they say,
you're gone too far.
His
mind frame is like, what he's doing is not bad. It's just, where are you? Where are you on earth? I don't know.
You could have done a regular project.
You know what I'm saying?
He could have just called it the project.
No, he want to make Noah's Ark. Like, I don't know.
saying?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, with that being said, we got more tickets coming up at 10 past the hour. Keep it right here. It's hot. Wow.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.